Jerry Bader Show, 948. One other thing I want to mention from the convention. Okay, so I was down there Friday and Saturday. Left early Saturday afternoon. Got down there. Actually, I got down there Thursday night. But in terms of starting to mingle with people, early Friday afternoon. I heard about a half a dozen people. And I'm not going to that's all I'm going to say. Say to me that they strongly believe State Senator Glenn Grothman likely would not stay in the 6th Congressional District primary race. That this wasn't the race he signed up for. He thought he was going to challenge Petri, that Joe Leibel might be able to outspend him, and Dewey Strobel looking like he's going to get some money, and it's just not what he was bargaining for. So, yesterday afternoon, as the Brewers were getting spanked, I texted Glenn, and then he called me back. He adamantly, angrily denies any such notion that he is not in the race for the long haul. He points out that he won the WisPolitics.com straw poll, but straw polls are called straw polls for a reason. And he believes were the election today, he would win. That he is the most conservative of the candidates. Obviously, Strobel and Leibel would take issue with that. But the buzz that he, now, you know what, this isn't what I signed up for, adamantly, angrily denies that. And that he's in it to win it, and he's convinced he is going to win it. All right, the aforementioned Brewers lost 3 out of 4 to the Reds. It's not catastrophic. However, they really need to start scoring more runs because while they have a strong pitching staff, so does just about everybody else in the NL Central that's in contention for the title. It was a tough series because they won a close one, lost a close one, and then there were two where I don't think they were really all that competitive. The other thing is, in my opinion, the other thing is they can only play so many of these extra inning games. And if they continue on this path where their pitching is strong, but they don't score a lot of runs, they're going to get into a lot of extra inning games. They've won a number of them. They could have won one yesterday, but it didn't work out that way. So I really think at this point, Ryan Braun being gone for at least a week and a half is not good. I think he has been a big part of the offense, and the offense is dormant right now. Good news is they're home for 9 games. The bad news is they haven't scored all that many runs at home. So I think this is going to be something to watch. They lost 6-2 and 8-3. They scored 3 runs. 2 runs, 2 runs, and 3 runs. They're going to have to score more than that if they're going to be a true, even with their great pitching, because the Cardinals have great pitching. The Reds, as you saw, have great pitching. Even the Pirates still have great pitching. Now, here's something you wouldn't have counted on. They're still 5.5 up in first place. You know why? The Cubs took 2 of 3 from the Cardinals. Who saw that coming? They're going to be okay, but I'm just saying as to whether they really break through and are true title contenders, the offense has got to come to life. It just does. All right, there's kind of a big deal in television tonight, I guess. Jack Bauer is back. 24 is back. Listeners to this show know that I was a huge fan of the original series. That's 4 years ago already that it went off the air. It was supposed to be a theatrical release after that to let you know what happens to Jack Bauer after the way the series ended. That didn't come together. Here's what I will tell you. As one who is a big, big fan, I just feel that its format, its genre, has saw its time come and go. And I can't say I'm excited for the return. I'm curious for the return. I'm going to watch it. I'm curious for the return. One other television note. Mad Men is brilliant this year. I think what hurt Mad Men the last couple of seasons was they were transitioning through the 60s. They were in that 1967, 66, 67, 68. And they had a hard time. I mean, that's a tough time to be transitioning through historically. Now it's 1969. They're a couple months away from the moon landing. And, you know, people are living in communes, the whole full-blown hippie thing. And what they're really dealing with well is the messed up return of Don Draper. But I think it has been thus far, and there are only three episodes left this year, and then they're doing the other half next year. So I think, you know, in that regard, it's been very, very good. Let me see. I can do this in 4 minutes. I want to get as much in the show as I can today. Do you remember the big brouhaha about former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice being invited as the commencement speaker at Rutgers University, and there were protests by faculty and students, and unlike other gutless institutions that buckle to this, Rutgers remained strong. Well, then over the weekend, it was Rice who backed out of Rutgers commencement. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has backed out of delivering the commencement address at Rutgers following protests by some faculty and students over her role in the Iraq War. Rice said in a statement Saturday that she informed Rutgers President Robert Barkey, that she was declining the invitation to speak at the graduation. She said commencement should be a time of joyous celebration for the grads and their families. Rutgers' invitation to speak has become a distraction for the university community at this very special time. What happened is the president of the of Rutgers University refused to buckle to the pressure the way others did when it comes to black conservatives. So you could argue that these loser faculty and students won, right? She bowed out. So you could argue that they won. I actually do not see it that way. I actually don't. She did the right thing. All right, you don't want me there, fine. I'm not coming. I'm not going to be protested and take away from what is a special day, graduation day from college, commencement. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to give them their moment to protest and do all of those things and disrupt what should be a special moment for the graduates and their parents and their family. I think she did the high ground thing. Some would argue it's not the right thing to do because then the fringe element that want, and I understand, you know, I've been warning that conservatism is trying to be stifled by liberals. They don't want the dissent. They don't want you to be able to speak your mind, and particularly black conservatives. In fact, I had a great conversation with a black conservative while I was down at the convention. That is who they really want to shut up. So you could argue that, well, she gave in to that. But she knew what it was going to be. Why give them the opportunity of the spectacle? Take that away from them. Say, look, fine, you don't want me there? I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to go where I'm not wanted. The reality is it's unfortunate because there's probably a lot of people who did want to hear what she had to say. All right, coming up in the next hour, I do still want to get to some politics. So I'm going to play the interview I did with Indiana Governor Mike Pence. I want to get to politics, but I want to digress for a moment. And I do want to get your thoughts on this. There's a long, long piece, I couldn't possibly read it to you, about junk science, something that we've come to believe over the last nearly 50 years, which now is largely discredited. And I want to dovetail that into global warming. But just the way people fall for phony science, a very good piece. We'll get to it starting at 10:06. It's 9:58. We'll be right back.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.